Stephanie J.
And I'm Jill Coleman.
Welcome to the Best Life Podcast.
Here, we talk about everything from success, money, relationships and entrepreneurship, to productivity, honest communication, positive psychology, and how to cultivate an abundance mindset.
Make money, travel the world, deepen your relationships, live full out.
This is the Best Life. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Best Life. I am your host, Jill Coleman. I'm one of two hosts, and Danny is not here today, so I am doing a solo for you. And if you guys don't know me or what I do outside of The Best Life podcast, I am a business coach for health and wellness professionals. So one of the things I want to talk about today, and I think this is relevant to our Best Life audience. We do have a lot of professionals here. We do have a lot of folks who are maybe trying to build a brand online. Maybe you guys are on social media. Maybe you do have a little bit of sort of entrepreneurship or maybe some business stuff that you're doing, or maybe you're a coach of some kind. So today I want to talk about something called charisma. And you guys know what charisma is, but I always think to myself, when I see someone online who just has it, right? They just like have this thing about them. It's just like have this X factor of some kind. It's just like they just got it. I always wonder if that can be taught. I said this to my friend Shante, who's been on the show a couple times, the Movement Maestro. And I was like, and because she's got it, like she has that like X factor and she has charisma. And I told her, I was like, look, if you ever put together a course on like how to be charismatic, like you need to do that because you just have it. People want to be around you. They want to be around your energy. You make people feel good. You make them feel seen and recognized and whatever. And I just love this because it's such a huge piece of people actually giving a shit about like wanting to be around you and wanting to buy your programs or wanting to be in your ecosystem or become a client of yours. And so I want to talk today about charisma. I want to talk about how we can start to develop it if we don't feel like we have it, and also how it can translate into more clients, more followers, a bigger brand, all that good stuff. Now, I read a book a while back called The Charisma Myth, and it is by Olivia Fox Cobain, and it's a great book, and it's called The Charisma Myth. And basically the myth is that charisma cannot be taught. You're either born with it or you're not. And she's like, and she was just basically saying, based on her research as a psychology researcher, that this is a myth, that anyone can develop charisma. And so I want to talk through the three types of charisma today and how we can start to use them online with our audiences. If you have a personal brand, if you're using social media for business, if you're showing up online, how do these three things, these three characteristics or skills that we can learn, how do they translate into being more charismatic online? And when I think about someone like Shante, you know, how does that translate? What does that look like? It's that people want to be in your orbit. They feel close to you. They don't even live near you. They live on the other side of the world, but they feel understood by you. They feel recognized by you. They feel like they have a connection with you, even if you guys are just friends on social media. And what this lends to is, of course, what we talk about in business, which is know, like, and trust. Getting someone to know you, getting someone to like you, getting someone to trust you. I mean, believe me, your business will be much better off if people like you. Your business will be much better off if people know you. Your business will be much better off if people trust you. And so using these three characteristics or principles of charisma, how can we build that know, like, and trust? So the first one is, I'll just go through them. They're power, presence, and warmth, okay? Power, presence, and warmth. And so the first is power. Now, the way that Fox Cobain really talks about this is that basically someone who is powerful can affect change. They can influence others. So typically they are convicted. Typically they are competent. They're seen as competent. Maybe they inspire others to action of some kind. You know, I think about something like, I don't know, maybe Martin Luther King Jr., was a powerful presence. People saw him and they weren't like, wow, he's the nicest guy. They were like, he inspires me to want to do something. And so powerful folks don't necessarily have that warmth. You know, I'm even thinking about someone like some of our political figures that we have now, like even someone like an Elon Musk would probably be someone. He doesn't necessarily inspire you. I mean, given whatever your personal preferences are, someone like Elon Musk probably doesn't make you feel like warm and fuzzy. He doesn't seem like a nice guy, to be honest, but he's definitely a powerful guy. He has a lot of influence. You know, even someone like Trump, who, like, again, whatever your personal preferences are, he has a level of power in the way he shows up. And again, he doesn't at all, he's not empathetic. He's not, he doesn't really have the presence and the warmth, but he has that power. I think for me, this is probably the one that comes easiest to me, just as a woman who is a, you know, strong woman, independent woman, coach of some kind. So how could we translate power? And you're probably hearing me listen to this and you're like, yeah, that's not me. Like, I don't really show up that way, right? I'm kind of, maybe people don't really, they're not like necessarily inspired by me. I don't like inspire people to action. I'm just like everyone's best friend. Power really can be translated online as in a couple ways. Number one, having an opinion. Someone who has power is, they stand tall in their opinion. They're not as scared to draw a line in the sand. They showcase maybe social proof. Like, look at all the stuff they've done. Again, this comes back to the competency piece. It's like, hey, you know, I know this because I've worked with, I think about like Alex Hormozi, if you guys follow Hormozi. He's powerful. Like the way he talks, he has a conviction about him. He's very direct. He's very matter of fact. He has a ton of experience and he, you know, obviously showcases that when he teaches. The second thing about power is like, maybe there's a level of being principled. Maybe there's a level of like, you know, radical responsibility, radical ownership, radical honesty that this person shows up with. I am an Enneagram 8 and Enneagram 8s typically will fall under the more like powerful. They're like, I forget what they call Enneagram 8s, but this is not like a humble brag. There's not everything's great about just having power. Obviously, I named some folks that maybe people don't like a lot, but they at least have the power piece down. Conviction, competency, maybe inspiration, getting people to do things, giving people borrowed confidence, giving people that permission to take the next step. And as a coach online, you have to have that. You have to be able to champion something. You have to be able to get folks to rally around something. You have to get people, you have to lead the charge somewhere and instill confidence in others. And that's really what the power piece is about. And so again, having an opinion, not being wishy-washy, being able to draw a line in the sand, showcasing social proof, showing that you've been at this for a while, being able to speak with conviction, all of these ways are things that we can do to translate power into our brand.
I want to talk to you real quick about the Lima Laser. Lima reached out to sponsor the podcast. And to be honest, I couldn't be more excited to try it. Look, Jill and I have not kept a secret that we do Botox. And in fact, I've been getting all these ads lately for face yoga. And I've been really looking at other alternatives to caring for my skin because quite honestly, a lot of my concerns are less about wrinkles and lines and more about pore size, texture, discoloration, and sagginess. And Botox doesn't really do anything about those. So the Lima laser is a low-level laser at-home device. It's not an LED light. It's a low-level laser. It penetrates deep into the skin and it works on the fat and muscle even underneath to give you a non-surgical lift. Yes, please. It's said to help with a multitude of issues, all of the things I named above that Botox doesn't really do. So I'm excited to get started using it. They say you can get the best results in just 15 minutes a day and up to 3 minutes on your problem areas. And it's really like a small compact device, just it's a cylinder. I don't know how to explain it, but you can definitely travel with it, which I'm excited about. I know I'm excited to get started using it. And if you want to try or learn more, at least visit lima.life. Lima, L-Y-M-A, L for live, Y for younger, M for masterful, A for approved, and learn more about the laser. And if you're interested in trying one, sign up for the newsletter, tell them that the best life sent you, and let us know if you order one. That's lima.life.
The second piece of charisma is presence. And presence is really about, we know what this feels like. Picture yourself in a conversation with somebody and you just feel like they're really listening to you. You know, Danny's not here, but Danny J is so great at presence. She really is. Like before, like I think probably out of all three of these, Danny is the best at presence. Like I told you, I think I'm probably more like the power end. And the presence is really someone who just gives you their full attention. You can tell like they're at a party and they're just making eye contact with you. They're leaning into you. They're really actively listening. They're not looking over your shoulder to see if there's someone better to talk to. They're not, their eyes aren't glossing over. So you can tell they really care about what you're saying. And this can be a little bit tougher online because, you know, we're not like in person with people, but really presence comes down to reliability, ability to have conversation, like to go back and forth in your DMs, you know, openness, focus, all of that, being able to like focus on one person. So maybe presence is like remembering names. That would be a great example of someone who has presence. They remember your name. I mean, Shantae, she's like, she has so much presence about her. She remembers people's, you know, family stories. Like, I'm like, how do you even remember what that person was going through? You talk to like 100 people a day. She's like, that's just my personality. She's a HSP, highly sensitive person, but she's very much like, she really cares deeply about people and she wants to make sure they're okay. She's not, you know, what's the word? She's not like, I'm a pushover or anything. You know, she's not like that person who needs, she doesn't need a lot, but she wants to give a lot. And someone who is present, you know, one way that you could translate presence into social media or into your brand would be relatedness type stuff, right? Relatedness, tell stories, your own personal stories, get vulnerable a little bit, you knowing your audience, speaking to them directly, maybe doing market research so you can like really understand, like having conversations with the DMs with someone and then taking that DM conversation and turning it into a podcast or taking that DM conversation and turning it into a piece of content, wanting to be useful to your audience. That's presence, is like, hey, I'm right here with you. That's why telling stories and being vulnerable and having relatedness content is like, hey, I'm right here with you. That's the presence piece, is like, cool, we're the same. I got you. Like, I'm listening to you. I'm making content based on how I'm listening to you. I'm taking that in. I'm not just like doing my own thing. I'm actually really in a back and forth conversation with my audience. That is presence. It's that ability to be with your audience and to be on the pulse of what your audience is going through. So if you're on Shantae's email newsletter, she's constantly asking her audience stuff. She's like, hey, write back to me and tell me what you think of this. What do you think about this? What's going on? Write back and tell me this. And she's genuinely curious. She's genuinely wanting to know, because those are the kind of conversations she wants to have. And that's really what presence is. And then third and the final one is called warmth. And warmth is really around kindness and empathy and accessibility. So if someone has warmth about them, you know that when you have an interaction with them, you're going to feel taken care of. Now, this is a little bit different than presence. Now, presence is more about, you know, are we vibing on the same level? Like, am I listening to you? Is there active listening happening? You know, are we relating to each other? That's a little bit different. Warmth is a little bit more, I don't know, it's a little more heart-centered. It's about kindness and it's about showing people that you care about them and showing empathy. So for example, if someone, I don't know, if someone DMs you and is like, hey, Jill, I'm really struggling with X, Y, and Z. It's not just, you don't just like ignore it or you don't just like give it a little heart or whatever. You like ask them about themselves, right? You're just like, hey, I'm so sorry that that's happening to you. You know, tell me a little bit more about it. When it comes to presence and it comes to warmth, both of these things take patience and they take time and they take bandwidth. And this is why I think these two are actually even harder than the power piece. The power piece, at least for me, always comes a little bit easier. Not that being present, or I've worked a ton on my presence, but warmth is still the one that I feel like I still have the biggest challenge with. Because I just am very direct and I am very much like, just take responsibility, just do it, like just go, right? So I don't have a ton of, I don't say capacity, but a ton of, inclination to slow down and be like, tell me more about that. Like, I just don't have that. I'm like, okay, it's an issue. Let's solve it. Let's get action oriented. But warmth can translate online by taking the time to follow up with people, you know, however you have to do that. You know, did someone share something with you a couple of weeks ago and maybe you could follow up with them? It's being empathetic. It's being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes, not necessarily solve the problem, but just be there with them and tell them that you're thinking about them. I have it's early on in my career, I had this mantra that was, no comment left behind. No comment left behind, because I kind of came up in a space in like 2010, 2011, when the fitness space, especially the health and wellness, like internet space, was fairly like, I felt like gatekept. I felt like there was a handful of people sort of the top of the industry, and a lot of them wouldn't respond back. If you tweeted at them or tagged them in something, they wouldn't even respond. They wouldn't like it. They wouldn't give you a response. And I just found that, I don't know, I kind of found that fucking rude. I'm like, believe me, I was like, I'm busy too, but I don't think that this is someone who is sharing something of yours they appreciate and you're just not even going to acknowledge it. To me, that felt, and I understand why. I think there was this idea that like, I'm going to separate myself and I'm like, I'm up here and the fans, quote, the fans are down here. I always felt that was fucking gross. And so I always had this mantra of like, no comment left behind. If someone tagged me in something, if someone commented on something, if someone DM'd me, like every once in a while I miss one. But for the most part, I'm like, yeah, that's a priority of mine, is showing people that I care when they take the time to leave something. So yes, it's a little bit of presence, but it's also warmth, just being like, hey, and this is something I've really had to struggle with. And if you've ever interacted with me on social media, you've probably heard me call you something like darling or mama or, you know, babe or something like that, because to me, that's a really easy way for me to show people, because I can come off, again, really sort of direct and matter of fact, but to soften it and be like, hey, but also, like, I fucking got you. Like, you're awesome. And so adding stuff like that, and it doesn't, I'm not doing it on purpose. It's just like how I talk. And people know this if they work with me in my courses. I'll just be like, anything else, darling? What do you got? Like, I'll just be like, yep. You know, like literally just that in that way, so that people know that I care. And so I've had to really slow down sometimes, because I can come off maybe a little bit colder, or maybe harsher, or again, direct. And not everyone likes to be spoken that way. So I had to figure out how to kind of slow my roll, especially on social media. Again, not watering down who I am, but it takes no extra time to leave a little comment, to show someone that I care, you know, and at some point, maybe I'll scale to the point where I'm not able to do that. But right now, this is the way that I can show warmth. So those are kind of the things. This makes a lot of sense to you guys, right? So I think identify maybe which one of those three as maybe your best one, which one of those three is maybe your strongest suit, and then which one maybe is your toughest one. So for me, definitely power comes easy, and warmth is probably the one that I have to work on a little bit more. Again, not that I need to change myself, but also I'm like, yeah, there's some certain things I can do to become a little bit more approachable, a little bit more accessible. Cool. That's great. Like if I can warm up and people, and it's funny because people who work with me are like, you're really patient. Like you're really kind. You're really nice. But I was kind of scared of you. People say to me all the time, I was kind of scared of you. I was kind of intimidated by you. And I get that. That's normal, especially if you see me on social media and I got opinions and I got, you know, I'm pretty direct and I cuss and all that kind of stuff. So I've really had to figure out a way to sort of warm up how I show up. And so I don't know if it's working or not, but it's certainly something I've been thinking about. So, and then identify which one maybe you need a little bit of work on. And then what does that look like? What tactically could you start to maybe do if you wanted to change something, if you wanted to be seen as more charismatic? I will say I feel really lucky because a lot of the closest people in my life are very charismatic. So for example, I mentioned Shate a bunch, Danny J, of course, who's my host on this, like y'all, she's wild. She'll be like, we'll be at a conference together, and within 5 minutes, a stranger will have her in a corner telling her their entire life story, because that's how present and warm she is. And so Danny is, and then my brother, Danny Coleman, who's been on the podcast a bunch, I feel like he's very charismatic. And I feel like I've have some amazing examples of folks in my life that I can look to for some of these things that I'm not the best at. So I would definitely pick up the book if you guys are interested in this. And as a business coach and someone who helps them build, helps people build brands and become, you know, accessible coaches, this is a really big piece to what I do as well. So pick up the book. Hopefully this is useful to you guys. I really love this. Would love to hear some feedback about which one you think you're the best in right now and which one needs a little bit of work. And again, a balance is best. So if you find yourself always being, and she talks about this in the book, if like the only thing you do is warmth, then sometimes you might get walked on, right? People might see you as a doormat, or maybe they just see you as like a best friend and a cheerleader, and they don't realize they can learn from you. And so we really have to look at, are we doing all three of these things, or are we doing them to the best of our ability so that we're not sort of pigeonholed into just one type of showing up one type of way. So for a balanced approach to build your brand, I think all three of these are valuable. Good. All right, y'all. I'll let you know if Shante does the course, but this is a good place to start, and I definitely recommend listening to the book. All right, y'all, that's all I got for you. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Best Life Podcast.